everyone. Welcome to the Yuri on Ice After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about episodes 3 and 4 today. I am Eros, and Eros is me, Face Off, Hot Springs on Ice, and episode 4, which is Love Yourself Achieved, the free program. There are so many exclamation points in those titles, it's a little absurd. We'll be breaking down the episode and talking about what we liked and what we didn't like, but there really wasn't too much we didn't like. Stay tuned.
The destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Pure sex. Pure sex.
I mean,
that's 100%. Isn't that the gimmick? Yep.
Yeah, that is the gimmick.
Yeah.
It's just, the song is just sex.
That's why I take my clothes off.
In a violent
song. Do a sex, man! It's a do a sex!
And I need a towel.
Almost as sexy as those titles, man. They're cool.
I commend
guys,
you.
Welcome to the Yuri on Ice After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Again, we are talking about episodes 3 and 4. As a reminder, though, all of the hosts sitting at this table have seen all the way through the finale. We are not going to spoil anything. We are only to talk about episodes 3 and 4.
Okay,
so no.
I have to be mindful of
that. As I say, it obviously, and I know a lot of our viewers have, of course, seen the entire series as well. That's a lot of the reason why our After Show even exists, because we were all kind of watching about it together and needed a venue in which to talk about it. But for anyone who is joining us, because I know we do have some people that are watching along for the first time, we're not going to spoil stuff for you, though certainly the fact that we've seen all the way through to the end does affect the way that we view the show.
A little bit.
But I digress. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, thank you for tuning in live. We are following along with the live chat, as well as the hashtag YuriABTV. So if you want to talk to us on Twitter, you can do so there. Though if you are listening, or watching, rather, on YouTube, remember, you can also listen to us on iTunes. It's a great place to, you know, get your Yuri on Ice on the go. So totally check us out over there. Allow me to introduce the wonderful panel I have joining me this evening. Alexis is in some scary place in the north or in the east that's probably cold. So she's not here. So sitting in for Alexis tonight, we have the fabulous Xander Genre.
Thank you.
Xander, where can people find you on Twitter and such?
On Twitter, I'm at Xanderific. That's with 2 R's and 1 F. And it's with an X. People think that my name starts with a Z.
It does not. It definitely starts.
Much sexier that way. I'm wearing my...
Yes, please explain that shirt.
I'm looking for a Japanese boyfriend sweatshirt. That's what it says in Japanese.
It does.
And we were shopping, and a guy approached me. He's like, I like your sweatshirt.
That
and I'm
is
like,
true.
I didn't think that far ahead. I'm like, what are we now?
I would also like to point out that we were at a Daiso, which is a Japanese store.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wore it on purpose.
Yeah, 100%. He may have actually known how to handle it.
But then I didn't know what to do.
Next to Xander, we have the wonderful Stacey Shuttleworth.
Hi, guys. I'm Stacey Shuttleworth. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles, where I'm still pretty much just crying about Yuri on Ice.
Yeah, it's like, why is it over? It's terrible.
Oh, I know.
Constantly.
Mark Donica.
Hi, everybody. I'm the internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. I love talking about this show, rewatching it since the first season has ended. I've been watching this show and not really staying caught up with the other shows that I started watching. So,
that's
the power and the magic. I showed my wife the first episode in between our last show and now, and she understands a little more. But she doesn't usually watch anime, so starting with this one, a little different.
Yeah. Sure.
I showed my roommate the first 4 episodes. She's fully
on.
I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet wherever Emma Fifes are sold at my name, Emma Fife. Okay, so let's talk about episode 3 first. So in the last episode of this show, we spent a lot of time kind of talking about establishing the characters, because that is very much what the first 2 episodes were to do. It was like, okay, we're setting up the basic plot, and now we're going to talk about the characters some. And now we're really starting to get into the meat of the plot. You know, Victor is in Hasetsu. He's claiming he's going to be Yuri's coach. Yurio shows up out of nowhere and is like, you were supposed to choreograph something for me. How could you possibly forget? So basically where we are at the beginning of this episode is that Victor is going to choreograph a short program for both Yuri Katsuki and Yuri Plisetsky, affectionately called Yurio. Yes.
And hence to forthwith being referred to as Yurio.
Yes. Forever.
Yes, yeah. Just to avoid any confusion on the show, we're just only going to refer to him as Yurio from now on. So Victor's big thing as a skater is that, like, he always wanted to surprise the audience. So the idea is that he was playing with two different short programs that were composed of the same piece of music, and he gave Yurio the piece he didn't want, and he gave Yuri the piece that he didn't want, mm-hmm. because it's all about, like, bringing out this side of you that no one has ever seen before. Mm-hmm. So we finally get to see Victor, like, skate these short programs.
Yeah.
And I feel like this episode might as well just be entitled, like, look at how sexy Victor is.
Just instant nosebleed. Yeah. The whole thing.
I mean, they're all Yuko in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there absolutely was. And so it's like, you know, first, you know, they sort of react to him skating the Agape program, which is, you know, complicated and really beautiful. But then when he skates the Eros program, it's like, I loved the reaction. Well, first of all, Yuko immediately just getting a nosebleed was hysterical.
Just from the first look.
Like. Yeah, right away. Yeah. Like, he didn't even skate. He literally just looked over his shoulder. And she's like, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
And again, and you know, Xander, being that you speak Japanese, you might be able to speak a little better to the translation of some of this stuff. Because I've addressed some of the translation errors that have come up on the show, like in terms of them translating Koibito as girlfriend, which is not right.
No, it's just lover.
Yeah, lover, or, sweetheart.
Yeah, yep.
But I don't know if it's true or not, but Yuri's comment being like, oh, it's enough to get even a man pregnant,
right?
Was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And was like, that fairly accurate?
That's legitimately, like, he's like, well...
Yes. But his line being like, I'm a man, and that could get me pregnant.
Right.
I think that's showing his hand a little bit too much.
Well, yeah. Well,
that's bad.
The thing is, with this episode, I think specifically too, we start to see that kind of boundary shifting mm-hmm. of not just like sexuality, but also gender, mm-hmm. which is fantastic.
It is.
I can't emphasize enough how rare something like this is in mainstream Japanese media.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. they are several steps behind. Not to get on my gay soapbox, but right. you know, this is so important. And to have this as an inner dialogue for the main character is amazing and unheard of.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a lot of sort of, you know, what this episode is about. It is kind of ultimately, like, once they get to the point that they are doing the skating competition, it is kind of like... like dancing that gender line. I mean, it's so far to the fact that, you know, Yuri chooses as his skating costume a costume mm-hmm. that Victor wore in like the junior Grand Prix finals when he was the champion, and Victor says, you know, I had long hair at the time, so mm-hmm. I wore this costume specifically to suggest both male and female mm-hmm. at the same time, because gender is an illusion.
Exactly. No, that's the thing. And like to go on to this, because this is towards the end of the episode anyway, but when he goes and is like, I'm going to learn about the female movement, and that's the person I'm going to be skating as, the woman who wants mm-hmm. to be seduced. In his head, while he's skating in Japanese, the pronouns that you can use as a male is like boku, and that's what he uses all the time, boku, and that's what I would use. Ore is like super masculine.
Right, that's what Yurio uses because he's trying to be aggro.
Yeah. And then watashi's like standard formal, and then atashi is specifically feminine, and he switches, like, I am now this woman, and he speaks in like in feminine Japanese.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so important. That's amazing. Yeah. And it's unheard of.
Yeah. I did definitely notice that when he was skating the Eros program in the end, that he mm-hmm. did switch to using it. Like, I did a double take at first. I was like, did he just say Atashi?
Right. And, like, when I was living in Japan, I was using boku, boku, boku all the time, but I was surrounded by women. Right. Those were my friends. And I started using Atashi on accident, and they're like, you can't. You can't do that. You sound like Hello Kitty. I'm like, well, maybe I am.
Oh, man. But backtracking a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, that's fired up.
No, yeah, that's important.
That's important, but really important.
I was going to say, but backtracking a little bit to them sort of like kind of trying to put the programs in place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, Victor basically is like, oh, Yuri, you got to practice some basics before I can do anything for you. So I'm going to teach Yurio.
Yeah.
Right after they have a great moment where he, like, gets all up in Yuri's face and is like, no one knows your true arrow.
Like, not even just up in his face, but like
Right there.
Just got a little thing right there.
Listen, I'm going to tell you guys, no one in the world creates sexual tension quite like a K-drama or a gay sports anime.
You mean all sports anime.
I thought you were just going to say Victor in general.
Well, yeah,
I
mean, that's true.
He's got a way about him.
Victor in general, sure. But yeah, I mean, it is. It's true. Like, he just, like, oozes sexuality in, like, a not gender-specific way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so he does have this moment, and then, of course, Yurio gets angry. He's like, ugh, you're supposed to be teaching me.
Mm. Oh, Dad, stop.
Don't do that. Gross.
I think this is an interesting point, too, because at this point, if you're just watching through for the first time, you don't really know Victor's character too much besides this crazy guy who come in and starts, like, flirting with everyone.
Right,
but also that he seems to kind of make stuff up on the fly. Like, he doesn't really have a plan. He forgets stuff all the time. So it comes across as maybe he doesn't have the short program figured out yet.
Yeah,
and he's
exactly.
like, just
well,
do
no,
the
yeah,
basics.
I'll get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. When he finished showing them both, he was like, something kind of like that.
Right,
like, if
right.
you didn't have anything, yeah. it's like, here's what I was thinking of. All right, now you do the rest.
Right.
Yeah, I just played the music and skated something. You remembered it, right?
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And Yurio was like, yep, I remember it. And
he
was like, oh, fuck.
Crap. Like, I like how we all had shared the moment with him of, it's over? Crap. I blacked out for a second.
Yeah.
Crap.
What did he do?
Shit.
Yeah. No, he definitely just blacked out for a second there. So he basically, like, gets forced into doing, like, basic training with Takeshi because he, like, can't figure out what Eros is. Because the whole idea is that, so Agape is not represented particularly well. As somebody pointed out in the comments on the last video
video.
And I actually did a little bit more research into it as well. So basically, according to the Greeks, there's, like, four kinds of love. Mm. And so, like, Eros and Agape are, like, the two on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Mm. So basically, Eros is, like, just straight up, like, baby-making, like, just sexual, can't make good choices, love.
Yeah. It's funny because in Japanese that translates directly, too, because eroi in Japanese is, like, sex and, like, kind of... Not perverted, but
dirty
sex.
Yeah, it's dirty. Yeah, it's definitely a dirty kind of love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then agape is actually, like, it's, like, it's pure selflessness. It's almost, like, transcendent godlike love, like charity. It's like doesn't quite translate super well with the music, but anyway, and so, you know, Victor's big thing is that it's like, I don't want you to just skate the program, like, you need to feel these things. And so they have to, like, figure out what these words mean to them. It's very difficult for Yurio, because he's so, like, angry. Yeah, he's so aggro.
Driven.
Yeah, driven.
The way to
driven.
Do it.
Yeah,
exactly. And really quickly, shout out to Last Haven 7, who was the person who commented
on
Eros and Agape in the last video.
Yeah, that's, yes, thank you.
And while we're talking about it, thanks to everybody who went back through right now. We're at about 1,500 views on our last show, which for something that just popped up out of nowhere is pretty damn good. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you guys are fantastic. I had a lot of good Yurio on Ice Twitter conversations. Earlier today, which I will address in a later episode because I feel that they sort of encroach on spoilers territory, even though mostly it's kind of talking about thematically why this show is so important. But I love the story that Yuri has made up for Eros is amazing. And my favorite part about it, I don't know if anybody else loves Revolutionary Girl Usta, but that is my jam. And when he has when he's telling Takeshi the story, it is literally like an Utena shadow puppet's reenactment, and it's amazing. Oh, I died. I'm so happy.
I wonder if any of the teams were related, like, had worked on Utena.
I don't know. I mean, there's so, especially in Japan now, I feel like there's so much of a shake-up of, like, people leaving one studio and starting a new studio. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little bit of crossover. And, I mean, you want to talk about another, like, really landmark anime series as far as, like, gender roles. And,
even revolutionary.
Gender ghetto.
And, you know, as far as, again, gender roles and, like, homosexual relationships goes, like, Utena straight up had a canon lesbian couple. Mm-hmm. Like, it's amazing, so.
And when it comes to the storytelling that Yuri establishes, he also sort of lets us look for it sets a precedent for people to understand that programs will have a story and there will be these other visuals, so it essentially gets us ready for both his performance later in the evening and for the rest of the competitions later in the show.
I mean, because it breaks down for you the idea that, like, there is, like, the scoring system in figure skating. He does actually break it down in this episode that, like, there's a lot of different elements that go into it. It's like, yes, is your program technically difficult? And that certainly guarantees you a certain amount of points if you perform all those elements correctly. But there mm-hmm. is also the
performance
aspect mm-hmm. of it, which is where Yuri actually really excels.
Right. Mm.
So mm-hmm. whereas Yurio's like, whatever, I got the technical skills. And don't get me wrong, he does have the technical
yeah.
skills. Because he's so, like, cut off, he's so emotionally guarded
yeah. mm-hmm.
that, like, he really doesn't embrace the emotional side of his program. He's very internalized emotionally, whereas Yuri is so, like, open emotionally,
mm.
you know, that, or that it's something that, like, Victor is trying to get out of Yuri is making him more sort of open emotionally, and it was kind of like, he and Victor do have a conversation, like, right before they all go to start practicing, mm-hmm. wherein, Victor says to him, okay, well, you have the skills, so why don't you win?
Mm-hmm.
And
I see what you're saying, but I disagree in a little bit. I think that it's the difference on what they use skating for.
Mm-hmm.
So Yurio okay. sees skating as, like, these
right.
are my goals, and I'm going to accomplish it.
Right.
I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
the best this way. Yuri, skating is a very private thing, which is why I think he excels at, like, the storytelling.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
he's doing it for himself. And when he does it for other people, whether it be a crowd or whatever, that's
right.
when he messes up.
Right. That's, no, I think yeah. you're right. I totally agree. Because, again, it's, like, established that when Yuri is emotionally distraught or mm-hmm. has something on his mind, like, he goes and skates.
Right. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, it's like, it is such an emotional thing for him. And I think
right.
it is for Yurio, too. He just, at this point, does not realize
how
emotionally connected
yeah.
he actually is to his skating.
And I think Yuri, he's not very open with others about his
Correct.
Feelings, but
right.
he is very open with himself. And he
yes.
knows
yes.
himself particularly well and how he reacts to certain
that
things
is very
and
true.
What he needs. He's pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Throughout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. It's super interesting to see this character who really does lack self-confidence, but at the same time is quite self-aware,
mm-hmm.
as you say, Stacey. Like, it is...
Yeah, because he knows... He gets asked, and he point-blank says, yeah, I'm not confident.
Yeah.
it's like, well, I mean, you know what's going on. And I think that's a really relatable thing, too. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, I'm not confident. I can't do certain things.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, a reality for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like... It's like, okay, yeah, I know I have these shortcomings. It's not as easy as just then getting over it because you know what it is.
And something important to note, QuirkyGirl22 in the chat mentioned, it's really difficult for me to remember that Yuri is actually the best figure skater in Japan.
Right.
Right.
And not just a total noob.
That he's
yeah.
not.
Well, and the thing is, he doesn't skate like a total noob, but
no.
he, like, behaves like a total noob.
Yeah.
You know? yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's such a predicament of a character,
yeah.
you know, and that again is you know something we talked about a lot on the last episode as well. That it's like it's so interesting to see a character like a main character who is so flawed and full of contradictions,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
who you're just really worried about the whole
right.
time.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, because a lot of the anime does follow those sports anime tropes where you have the main character who is probably just starting out in their career,
yeah.
and you see them progressively get better as they hit challenges.
Right, right.
With Yuri, we get him like dropped into the middle of a huge failure. He was the best, and then he like you're dealing
right.
with like a comeback situation, which I don't think
yeah.
you see very often.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, but we see him start to evolve a little bit in this episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. So basically, the whole idea is they're going to have this big hot springs on ice competition. A lot of people are going to come. That's
right.
what the triplets think.
Right.
And Minako. The scene where they hang up the posters and they all like simultaneously spear away
yeah, yeah,
is amazing.
And who
Precious.
Did the art?
Oh.
For
the poster?
Right? Together.
That's
the triplets?
Awesome.
I assume so.
No, because they did the demonstration with crayons, and
oh,
it's like...
Right. No, they said that...
Oh,
no, they said...
It, right?
No, they made a reference to the fact that they were good at Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
gross.
So the girls photoshopped this poster together, which is amazing.
That is some talent.
And
yeah.
Right, really like a lot of people come, and the Japanese broadcaster
mm-hmm.
who we see in this episode is voiced by an actual Japanese broadcaster.
Because it's... it's so spot on. Yeah. Like, it had to have been. And, like, the kind of jokes that he does mm-hmm. are so, like, small town news type of thing. Like, we're not talking about advertising right now. Advertise yourself. Like I don't know. It's just so funny.
Yeah. And basically, whoever wins this competition is going to get what they want. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. the night before the competition, first of all, like, the whole idea is that they're trying to figure out, like, what do these words mean to us? And Yuri's having a really, really hard time figuring out what Eros means to him because he's never, like, really felt sexual love for someone before. So he's, like, having a freak out, being like, I'm 23, I should be able to come up with an answer for this. And he's literally laying on the table, drooling.
Like, at his broccoli and
his food looked so sad. Yeah. It was sad noodles.
It matched
broccoli.
Him. Yeah. It matched him very well.
And he's like, Eros is supposed to be a thing that, like, makes you, like, lose the ability to make good decisions, and mm-hmm. it makes you crazy. And then he realizes that the thing that it is for him is katsudon.
All right, now here's another one of those moments where I talked about in the last after show, where seeing him, like, crying mm-hmm. in the bathroom and having that mm-hmm. that feeling of the lowest low mm-hmm. makes him totally relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now a moment where he's like, yo, there's this one thing. nothing's gonna happen until I eat this one thing. Again, very relatable.
Yeah, very,
I bet especially to American audiences too.
Yeah. Oh, I figured out in college that sometimes when I thought I was aroused, I was actually just starving.
Like, I want to do nasty things to this pork cutlet.
Yep.
Please send questions and comments to hashtag YuriABTV.
I found it very relatable as a foodie.
Yeah.
Who can really appreciate some delicious food.
Yep. But the way he just stands up and announces,
like,
this.
Oh, I know.
It's like that eureka moment, he thinks.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, you, sorry.
Oh, no. And then, of course, you relate with what he's saying, but also with Yurio's face.
Both of them were just like...
Okay. Too.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me? And Victor's a fucking champ.
That's
gonna happen on this show.
Alright, fine. Yeah.
Let's work with
fine.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind
unique.
Of
I like it.
But you can kind of dial it back to when they were deciding the terms of this. They're like, well, what do you want? I just want to eat katsudon with Victor. So he's drawing the line to, like, oh, that means that he's happy and we're both happy. And when he come after me. Like, so you can kind of, you might be able to draw the line a little
sure.
bit. But who knows?
Draw the
really.
Line.
Yes.
But I'm drawing the line
I'll
now.
Draw the line.
But for me, like, so, but he finds something to
right.
latch onto,
yeah.
whereas, like, Yurio is still just, like, grasping at straws. Mm. You know, we're not even, like, he's, I feel like at this point, Yurio is, like, denying the fact that, like, he does need to, like, figure out what agape is and, like,
sure.
truly perform. Like, I think at this point he's just like, my technical skills and hard work are going to overcome this.
Right.
You know? And it totally shows in his performance. And again, this is... Now, I'm talking a little bit more about what you were talking about earlier, Xander, about sort of the gender lines mm-hmm. in this performance, in Yuri's performance, being kind of blurred in a good way because,
yeah.
you know, he basically decides the night before the competition that he doesn't feel like he's the playboy who he's invented for this Arrow story, who, you know, seduces all the women in town.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most beautiful woman in town.
Right, and that's why representation matters.
Who seduces the playboy, so he goes to Minako and is like, I need to learn to move like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I loved it.
He's got his own way of thinking,
yeah,
and it's amazing
yeah.
because he sees the world in such a different way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that he's not afraid to do something like that
mm-hmm.
where society would be like, no, you're the man. You got to be manly.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I don't. I can be whatever I want to be.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and it worked.
And Dalton on Ice in the chat says, Yuri in the ballet studio was really sexy.
He was really sexy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's figuring himself out.
Yeah. No, I loved it. And again, it was interesting to sort of see, you know, these two programs back to back, whereas, like, Yurio's program technically was, like, perfect, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, he just didn't have
the performance that Yuri did.
And also, speaking of his performance, they both didn't have any outfits to wear for their program.
Oh, yeah.
Victor brings all of his old stuff, and I didn't. I guess it just flew by me the first time I watched it. I didn't realize that Yurio's was mesh.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Was see-through.
Oh, yes.
And I was just like, wow, that's a good for you,
oh,
man.
Bold yeah. choice.
Oh, boy. Yeah, bold, yeah, yeah. Bold choice.
Bold choice, 15-year-old kid.
And then, yeah. Man.
Oh, and I loved when Yuko was watching, and Yurio just goes to her, "You're leaking all kinds of fluids."
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's so concerned about it. Like, he's never seen anything like that.
I actually
happen.
Like the sort of friendship that is developing between Yuko and Yurio.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, he's a kind of a little jerk.
Yeah.
And so to see him sort of connect with people in his weird kind of way.
He's connecting to somebody that he doesn't feel threatened by.
Sure.
One of the few things without going, like, this isn't really a spoiler, but his fan base is so rabid and so
they
young.
Are.
Yeah.
So to have somebody that he can connect with that's a mom and not like a screaming tween.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's somebody who is generally has a genuine connection with the sport.
Yeah.
Speaks to the type of people that they both are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because again, and that actually is something that I really like about everyone in Hasetsu is that for the most part, like, they're just excited that there's this skating competition. They don't really care who wins.
Yeah.
Like, of course they support Yuri.
Right,
he's their
son,
you know? But at the same time,
it's a fun,
like,
thing coming to a small town.
Yeah.
And how do they still not know any of the rules whatsoever?
I don't know. Well, yeah, Yuri's parents have no idea.
Yeah. I bet a lot of athletes' parents are like that, where they're like, well, I don't really get a whole lot of it, but it makes my kid happy. Yeah. So
it's like my mom might be watching this after show right now, and she has no idea what we're talking about,
right.
But she likes to support the stuff I do.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
I got confused. You were talking about two Yuris. Why are they both? That sounds so confusing.
By the way, guys, I will tweet a side by side of this because you all need to see. If my mom was an anime character, she would look just like Yuri's mom.
Please, yeah.
That's pretty
good.
My mom
looks just like Yuri's mom. So
oh,
it's
good.
Just like, I love Yuri's mom even a little more than I already do because she's a fantastic character. But any other things you want to talk about in this episode? I mean, obviously, Yuri wins. I hesitate to say obviously, but, like, where would the plot go if Victor went back to Russia?
Well, when I watched it the first time, I thought for sure they were going to be like, well, they all fail, and now they're going to have to be doubles, a la, like, what is that movie?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Yeah. I thought they were going to end up being doubles because of the intro.
Blades of Fury or whatever.
Blades
of Glory.
Yeah. Yes. But I thought from the intro, since most anime intros are sort of indicative of the
what's
show.
What's coming up.
I thought, they're going to do doubles and they're going to learn something about themselves and et cetera, et cetera.
My mom just texted me. She is watching.
And she's Googling right now, what does Yuri's mom look like?
Lost in the sea of Google images.
That's adorable. I understand what you say about anime intros, but I got burned real hard by Madoka, so I'm well aware that not all anime intros
everyone's alive and well.
Hashtag not all intros.
But speaking of something that we didn't really get a chance to talk about on the last episode that Mark, I know you wanted to get into a little bit is the opening song.
I don't remember.
Ooh.
Oh. Wait, what?
You wanted to talk a little about the opening song theories.
I totally forgot what I was going to say. It's been a week. It's been a Christmas. I totally forgot what I was going to mention.
So stand by, because we will have that.
They're going to make
it
history.
Up. But speak... speaking of this episode, I found it very, very interesting how Yurio's desire or Yurio's want from the competition was, hey, choreograph something for me. And he got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did.
So, and he... And
he did actually technically get what he wanted.
So, that's why he was 100% in it to win it, regardless of getting it, he's still... It's a marker of... And we're going to talk about it a little bit more in the next episode, of him as a junior competitor transitioning to a senior competitor.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the episode was definitely not a total loss for Yurio by any means, and he did have that nice moment
with Yuri where they were like meditating in a waterfall.
In a waterfall, yeah.
But yeah.
And I feel that too with Yuri's thing, he's kind of got this self-entitled attitude because Victor comes from Russia as well, and Yuri's been this star, rising star. Mm-hmm. He expected, okay, Victor, whenever he retires, he's definitely going to be my coach.
Right.
We come from the same place. Like, this is definitely going to happen. And then when it gets upset by whatever with Yuri, then he just flips his tits.
Especially with someone who is like Yurio, who really, in a lot of ways, is so different from Victor. In that, he's a lot... He actually makes a plan, whereas Victor's just like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Did I promise that?
Yeah, they're both rebellious and defiant, and they are going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But Yurio, you feel like, has this like calculated plan and this sort of mission for where his life is going to go. He seems a lot more focused.
Yeah.
Than
even
Victor.
I think it's at the end of this episode where he gets the ballerina. Coach.
It's in episode 4 that he gets. That he gets a ballerina coach. But it's okay. Yeah. We're talking about that episode.
Just that he acknowledges, like, I don't have a lot of time left at 15.
I know.
He's like, my body's going to change,
because I feel like, you know, that it's not unrealistic that at 15. He's not really fully matured.
Right.
No, I think he's got more growing to
he
do.
He definitely has more growing to do, and so like literally in another. It could be a year, it could be 6 months, he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
His body's going to be so different that he's literally going to have to relearn everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the fact that he is able to make his senior debut and still, like, be in this very childlike body,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's got to take advantage of it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting conundrum all around as we roll into episode 4, which is all about the free skate. So basically, if you guys watch figure skating at all, and if you watch Yuri on Ice, you now know. Basically, every season you have two programs. There's other programs like exhibition programs and other kind of like fun random stuff that you do, but primarily in a single competition, a season, you'll have two programs. The short program, which is exactly what it sounds like, it's your short program, and then the free skate, which is your longer skating program.
Mm.
And so this episode is about both Yuri and Yurio in their separate countries kind of figuring out what they're going to do for their free skate. We learn that Yuri, in the past, hasn't really had a whole lot of say in what he's doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is where we get to kind of see that we can't trust everything that Yuri says.
Yes.
Because he's like, oh, well, the coach always just picked it for me. And then later on, you find out, no, the coach is like, hey, do you want to do something that you... No, you don't have anything cool. I'll pick something for you if you want.
Yeah. Right.
But it made it sound like he's been this oppressed, like, skater.
Right, but he's not,
he's
really.
Not.
It's just that he wasn't confident enough in his choice... His choice is to go, this really is a good choice.
Right.
But he does. He makes it because... And that's a theme that we see throughout the series, is this idea of Yuri being an unreliable narrator.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that is very much being introduced here, because the majority of the series we are seeing through Yuri's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
They do such a great job of, like, keeping us a little bit in the dark with Yuri.
In
a way that you feel like you're really on this journey with him, because again, like, so much of the show is kind of like Yuri's internal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, not everybody else is hearing that. Like, that's just something that the audience is getting.
Because
you know, there was a scene with his former coach Celestino where he was like,
ciao ciao
where he was like, oh, I have a song that I want to do, and he's like, oh, really? You think you can win with this? Oh, just kidding. Pick something for me.
Like, the smallest amount of pressure just crumbles.
He's just looking for a way out.
Just a question.
It wasn't even like he suggested something else.
Yeah.
He just was like, you're right. You should definitely...
Never mind, you choose.
Pick something for me.
I do want to win.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting point. I think it was actually brought up in... Maybe it was this episode, maybe it was the last one. They kind of blur together for me that Yuko brings up to Victor that she's like, you know, Yuri actually hates losing.
I think it was episode 2.
Yeah. But it is an interesting point that it's like he comes across...
to sort of the outside world as this very, like, meek and humble and, like, oh, I don't really know. But, like, secretly, he's a competitor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's and, fun to see that fire come out, too,
right.
sometimes.
Yeah,
it shows
absolutely.
Kind of unexpectedly. Sometimes.
Yeah. And so he's, you know, trying to sort of pick his music for his free program. And we find out that this girl had composed a piano sonata, basically, for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have a title or anything.
Right.
It's just this piano music. And I thought that there was a really interesting conversation that happened when he was explaining to Victor about this girl or explaining to the audience about, you know, how the music came to be, that basically, like, it was this girl who, as far as we can tell, again, unreliable narrator, but you certainly get the impression that, like, she probably was kind of into him.
Yeah, I think so.
And
like, he was just oblivious.
Yeah,
to the whole thing.
I don't even know. But it wasn't that he was oblivious. It
sure.
was that it made him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that this show kind of addressed that, because, I feel like anytime somebody tries to lavish what I perceive, again, because I can only see through my own eyes, much like Yuri can only see through his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see perceive someone to be lavishing, like, unwanted, not in an aggressive kind of way, mm-hmm. but just, like, if I'm aware that somebody is romantically interested in me and I do not feel the same way about them, I'm like Yuri. I'm
yeah.
like, I just, like, he's, because he talks about how, like, he physically pushed her away and he
right.
didn't mean to, but
yeah.
it just, mm-hmm. it was so, it's so interesting. I feel like no other show I've ever seen has really addressed that, and I
yeah.
just feel like that really captured how I feel. It makes me so uncomfortable because I don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I feel like I just never, I don't want to reject people.
Well, I think the interesting part about it is we have to take Yuri at his word.
Yeah.
Because in any other show, it would be voice over a flashback clip.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas, so we could see, oh, he misunderstood the thing. But no, we only have to go off what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And I think that was such an interesting way to frame it, where yeah. it literally is just like Yuri's internal monologue being like, this is what went down as far as I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, this is also an exploration in Yuri potentially being an asexual character,
mm-hmm.
an asexual romantic character. So someone who feels romantic feelings for someone, but maybe not sexual feelings for
yeah.
for
mm-hmm.
that specific gender, or something hasn't come along that he's felt eros
yeah.
for, besides
yeah.
a pork cutlet bowl. But just bringing that up as a possibility, too, is another great representation on that, like, LGBT spectrum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's often underrepresented, if not
completely
underrepresented
at all. Yeah. yeah, absolutely.
Especially in the most popular series this year.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so I just, again, it's like, I think that like, the... Let's be very clear. The show is not about figure skating.
No.
It's about figure skating, but what makes it so revolutionary and wonderful is so much more than the skating, and so much of it does have to do with, you know, the kind of representation and stuff that we see in it, and that it's not cut and dry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because in real life, it's not.
Exactly, yeah.
yeah.
It's not, you know, nothing here is, you know, fetishized or, you know, put forward as being better or worse than another way.
It just is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
And interesting that you say that is now, as a result, we kind of feel like Yuri's parents, except we care about the people, so we want to know what they're doing and how they can succeed at it so
mm-hmm.
that we can better root for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's absolutely true.
And so that's why we're learning the rules and the regulations mm-hmm. of figure skating and the difference between a short program and a freestyle program.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
<That's true.
laughs> It's very well done and
yeah.
put in, like, something that's compelling to watch and
mm-hmm.
not just bleh,
yeah,
info dump.
Was that free? Sorry.
Shade.
Oh, wow. Snap.
That's some good tea.
Meanwhile, in Russia, we are seeing Yurio also
delving into what he's going to do for his free program. And that, as you mentioned earlier, Xander, is when he does get the Russian ballet coach, yeah. Lilia Baranovskaya, who used to be married to Yakov,
right.
who is his actual ice skating coach.
Yeah.
And she basically shows up and she's like, I will turn you into a prima ballerina. I will choreograph your free program.
Another instance of the gender boundaries, like, blurring.
Yeah.
Because Yuri was just like, fine.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't care that it's a woman.
If I have to, if selling my soul is the only thing I have to do, I'll give you my entire body.
Yeah.
Just like, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, chill, dude.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yuri has no chill.
Yeah.
No chill.
Zero
chill. Yeah, immediately. But I think it's so interesting, too, to see sort of, like, the two very different approaches to the free program that both Yuri and Yurio have. Because, like, Yurio's, it's again, and it's so in line with his personality of it's this very regimented, like, we're going to do all of these, we're going to take all these physical steps towards success. Whereas, like, with Yuri and Victor, it's more about,
that's
how we're going to feel things.
Yeah. It's how they skate.
It's about the feelings.
Yeah. We're going to talk about our feelings on a cliffside, or we're going to talk about Victor's feelings on a cliffside, because Yuri doesn't talk to people about his feelings. He just talks to the audience about his feelings via his internal monologue.
Right. And it's very smart, too, because with the short program, they're challenging themselves by doing something outside of their comfort zone, but the free skate is where they can express themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's good that they're finding something that clicks with the way that they skate.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I mean, you know, like Yurio is it's like piano concerto in B minor. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's like very Russian ballet, aggressive.
Yeah.
and you do, you just like see all these scenes of like Lilia like drilling him,
right?
He's just like, hey, you're gonna break that child.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting so worried like watching this episode. Like, what is? If this is what his training has started out with for his first senior debut, what is he going to be in for?
I don't know.
And they keep referring to him as a monster.
Yeah.
Which is entirely true.
It's so true.
I'm not just a kitten.
He's a tiger.
Yes, he is a monster for sure. No, and I mean, while we see that, like, yes, you know, Victor certainly expects a lot out of Yuri, and he has a lot of criticisms for him after he does, you know, win in the previous episode when he does his short program, where he's like, I know you secretly got Yurio to teach you how to do the Salco. What's your problem? Why didn't you land it?
Yeah,
like, that was the worst spread eagle into a triple axel I've ever seen.
And he's like, now you're talking like a coach.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Right. But all the, like, lead up to it is, it's interesting to sort of see those different coaching styles that, like, as a coach, Victor, who Yakov was like, he'll never be anybody's coach, he only thinks of himself.
Yeah.
That he's so kind of nurturing.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Because I feel like Victor is learning as well that, oh, there's something to this coaching thing.
Right.
Like, there is something to be learned here for me as well.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely true. I just, again, you see the two different characters, like, portrayed so well in the way that their sort of like coaching styles are. Like, Yuri could not handle the kind of coaching that Yurio is going through.
No.
And I think vice versa as well. I don't know what my feelings are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Show me how to do a quadruple toe loop.
We're going to show me how to do this in the bath. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about that scene too, because so they're in the hot spring and he's like doing some sort of move
whatever.
He's stretching him.
And in the glass, you see like all the men just like watching this happen.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
And then you hear this old man go like, arigato.
Like,
just like,
thank
you. Like, yeah. And it's like,
God.
What? What are you thinking about for?
He's seeing young men in precarious situations.
Sure.
Yeah. But also, Victor, like, hey, like, just naked as the day he was born.
Yeah.
Somebody take a picture.
Right. He's like, we don't really do that.
No, but also, you're just going to post it on, are you going to send it to Chris? Huh?
Yes. That's
maybe.
No little spoilers.
Yeah.
But
well, no, because we don't know who he is, but we see him on his Instagram feed.
That's actually one of the most fun things about rewatching this show from the beginning.
Yes. You get to see the little...
So many characters who you're introduced to later, properly, you see them in the background at the Grand Prix final in the first episode, or you see them on, like, Victor and Yuri's Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, Pachit!
Pachit! You get to see him in episode 4.
Yes, we meet him finally.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We do sort of meet Pachit. We get a little sampling.
Selfie king.
A little bit.
of selfie game pitching.
Special ray of sunshine.
Yes.
He really is. He really is. And we also meet Mila in this episode. The Russian girl skater.
Yeah.
She
just picks him up.
It's so amazing when she lifts Yuri over her head, and Yakov's just like, are you guys switching to pair skating?
Right. And you could tell that Yuri just hates it.
Oh, he hates it.
He would hate to be lifted in any way.
Oh, he's like my cats. They do not like to be picked up.
But he can't do anything
about it.
She's got him up there,
so
and it's done.
Yeah. And he was like, what are you horny? Because you dumped that,
hockey player.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fill that role.
Yeah. I like to think she goes both ways, but that's just
sure.
Me.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's fair game with anybody in the show.
Yeah. In this world.
Yeah. It's beautiful and perfect.
Yep.
And, So I mean, that really is kind of the meat of the episode. Is just like, what are we going to do for our free skate? They don't even really fully. You don't ever see the full choreography of the program.
We hear the music for the first time,
which
is pretty exciting.
Yes,
and Yuri's theme of "On My Love"
is the first time
the free skate. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's where we first sort of see what he's planning to introduce for the entire season.
Yeah, that is true.
Because with the last episode and with this one, you see that switch that goes off for Yuri that. Like, oh, I might have feelings for my coach. And he's like, you know who I'm skating for. And he's like hinting at. And this episode is like him gradually realizing that and putting that into his skating.
Mm-hmm. And I think this scene on the beach where, and speaking to Victor's coaching as well, is like, I'll be whatever you want me to be. Do you want me to be a dad?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be a brother? Oh, boyfriend then. Wait.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nailed it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so true.
But he's the only one that like is like, I'm going to meet you where you are. And that's so important to Yuri.
It is so important. And again, that it is that sort of very realistic thing of like any kind of relationship. You have to meet each other in the middle. There has to be some sort of compromise that comes out of mutual respect. And I mean, that is very much the place that Victor is coming from in all of his dealings with Yuri.
And I think through watching it through the first time, you know, I'm desensitized to the sports anime and like the queer baiting that happens.
Of course.
Like episodes 1 and 2, I'm like, okay. But like episode 3, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then this episode 4, I've been like, okay!
This is about where I was still too. I was like, wait a second, this might actually be real.
It's like,
Same thing.
Strapped
with,
in.
Yeah. With Legend of Korra, the same thing happened to me until like the ending. And I was
I didn't let myself like go there. I was like, no, that's ridiculous.
You never can.
You don't consider it. And then when they start hinting, and you're like, wait a second, can I have this?
Can I do this? Am I seeing this because I'm getting... Can everyone else see this too? Or is this me
doing that? The one present under the tree. You're like, is that for me?
Yeah.
Is that for me? Did anybody else see that? Because I'm just going to take it. Open it up and it's gone.
No, that is so true. And again, I agree with you, Xander. Like, these are the episodes where it really starts to establish, like, oh no. Like, even if it's not fully going to go there, it is about, like, the idea of sexuality is actually truly present in this. It's not just, like, a bunch of hot men in sexual situations who are straight.
Right.
And then we'll get to Chris.
Yeah.
Just while you were saying that whole thing is just...
Yeah.
Yes.
Close up.
Yes. Yeah. And Chris's boyfriend.
Yeah.
this mysterious guy who you see in the background.
That's right.
Oh,
plenty of theories about that guy.
More about that, I guess, in the next episode.
I guess.
Does he get introduced in 6?
Yeah,
we'll talk
six
about
or
Chris
seven,
in
6.
Yes. Chris, yeah.
Just Chris, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you see the mysterious boyfriend yet.
Yeah,
mysterious
boyfriend
is near the end.
It's not really a spoiler, guys. He's a background character. Get excited.
We're forward to it anyway.
But not too excited. Like Chris.
Yes, yeah. We'll have to bring out the Zamboni.
Can go on Tumblr.
Can't go over this one spot. Can't get over this one spot.
It's frozen.
Oh, God. The whole chat is going, oh, God, Chris.
I know. Oh, but I love him.
Me too. I really
shout out to Chris Sabat.
Chris Sabat does his voice in the animation. Do you want to know how I found this out, by the way? I'm just going to tell this little story and then we'll give some final thoughts and wrap this up. So I was tweeting about Yuri on Ice, like I do on a daily basis, and I was tweeting something about, like, I was tweeting about how stressed out I get watching the figure skating, because, like, I watch it like it's a real figure skating competition.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad. And I was like, why am I still watching the show? 75% of the show is figure skating. Yeah. I'm just so stressed. And then Chris Sabat, who is a dear friend of mine in real life, tweets at me. He was like, he's like, yeah, but Christoph is your favorite, right? I was like, no. No. And then I went on Wikipedia and I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's like a little hint for the next episode, since we're not doing predictions. Any final thoughts you guys want to share on these episodes before we wrap it up and say goodbye for a few days?
This show is just magical.
It really
and
is.
It's delivering so far, mm-hmm. and it will continue to deliver. Mm-hmm. If you're watching it through mm-hmm. the first time, like, just...
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Just keep going through it. It's an emotional roller coaster every time. And it's so good.
Yeah, I know. And I keep wishing that I could see it with fresh eyes, because, mm-hmm. like, the first time through was such a journey.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even watching it again now, mm-hmm. watching the way that their relationship is developing, mm-hmm. and just how, you know, they work together really well right off the bat, but there are still fundamental things that they don't understand about each other, mm-hmm. and watching them kind of work through that. And then, of course, the beach scene in this episode, where we get to see them kind of actually come together and open up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
how frank they've been being, or how frank the show is with language, and how it sucks to say it like this, but how it sort of legitimizes this type of romance as a mainstream thing is something mm-hmm. that the world's been asking for, and it's delivered in spades.
Yeah.
And it's something
it's
something that I can, as a straight married man, I can 100% enjoy, because it's mm-hmm. the story. It's not not like, oh, look at these two guy characters that like each other.
Right.
Because it's not about
the only thing
that
you can find.
Yeah.
It's pure.
It's
very pure.
It really is. It is just a love story.
Yeah.
No matter what way you see it. And it's, again, like, deals with so many things, like, sort of, you know, mental health stability kind of things, mm-hmm. and confidence issues. And again, it's so nice to see this, like, really beautiful comeback story, like, framed within an equally beautiful love story. And I just adore this show, and I'm so glad that we had the support of all of you guys on the internet.
Thanks, internet.
Again, guys, we are on iTunes. We don't have any reviews yet, but don't worry.
Or leave a review.
But what I was going to say is, if you did leave a review and it hasn't shown up yet, don't worry. It usually takes a couple of days. But do leave us reviews on iTunes. We do really enjoy getting the feedback there. And if you do leave us a review, we will give you a shout out on the show, because mm-hmm. we like when people say nice things about us. yes, please do check us out on iTunes. And even if you just go over to iTunes and hit subscribe and leave us a review, we will appreciate that very, very much. Next week, we will be back at our regular time on Mondays at 7 o'clock p.m. So we will be covering episodes 5 and 6.
Oh,
it's going to be a super great time. Xander, thank you so much for
sitting
down.
Thanks for having me.
Alexis, I have
a lot of feelings.
Where can people keep up with you on the internet?
I'm everywhere at Xanderific. That's with 2 R's and 1 F.
Yep. And if you want really good Yuri on Ice content, go to Xander's Tumblr.
Yes, please! It's also xanderific.tumblr.com. It's warning, but yeah. It's Power Rangers, Yuri on Ice, and Steven Universe, and Sailor Moon. That's about it.
All right. I'm Stacey Shuttleworth. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles, or all over the web at Nerds Doing Stuff, where I talk about slightly other things than you're on ice sometimes.
Slightly. But mostly.
Sorry, mostly still you're on ice.
Mark Donica.
And then it's Mark B. Donica. Find me on Twitter, Mark B. Donica. If you are a Rooster Teeth fan, we are doing Ruby right now. We're actually running a little late, but Yuri on Ice fans, stay tuned, because we have Josh Grell, who is the English voice of Yuri, who is going to be joining us on the show, because he also voices a character on Ruby. If you want any questions asked about Yuri on Ice, I will try to fit them in, so head on over to that chat room. We'll be there in just a second.
And I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet at my name, Emma Fife, EMMAFYFFE. E for those listening on iTunes. That is Fife, all F's as in Frank, no S's as in snake. Again, thank you so much to everyone who joined us live, everybody in the chat, everybody in the hashtag. Remember, you can keep using that hashtag YuriABTV to tweet your thoughts.
And share it with your friends. Yes. Share it with your friends. Yes. Make the family larger.
Yes, share share the show with your friends. You know, spread the Yuri love. That's why we're here. So again, guys, we'll be back at our normal time next week on Monday, January 2nd, 2017.
It's start the new year right.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Kick off the new year right. Tune in live then, and we will talk to you all again soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Come to them!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.